Welcome to Community Connections. I'm Alan Collier. It's my pleasure to be with you for the next 2 hours. Well, actually three today, because we'll have Community Connections between now and 2 o'clock. And then, of course, at 2 o'clock, we'll have the Choice Tunes with our mystery guest. He'll tell us all about the songs that have meant so much to him through his life. And it is a he. I dropped that. I wasn't going to tell you. Anyway, being the fourth Wednesday of the month, I have with me Siri, and I've got to keep mentioning that it's C-I-R-E. And I have with me Naomi Taylor, and she's a business development officer. Welcome, Naomi.
Thank you very much.
Obviously, we're back in, troubled times or whatever you like to say, but
yes.
Unfortunately, at the moment, we've got a back in lockdown. So how's that affected your organisation there?
Yeah, so look, Siri's still where we can work from home. We are working from home, as with most people or everyone in the community. We do have sort of various teams throughout Siri. So our family and children's services have been operating pretty much as usual until this week's announcements of childcare and kinders going to essential and vulnerable families only. So that's been a bit of a shift for them.
Do you have many of those in your system?
Look, I think there's always going to be a percentage of people that need the service, and vulnerable can look differently to different families at different times. As with essential workers, you know, it could be anything from supermarkets to medical staff to, you know, essentials. Yeah, it comes and goes. But regardless, it's really whatever families need. As always, our team would really try to accommodate and provide that support whenever and wherever needed. So, we've got the school is also open for those essential workers or vulnerable children or young people. They're running a shorter day on site just to make sure that engagement can be maintained for those young people. But again, you know, it's our trainers are amazing. So with our sort of external courses as well, that accredited team and our pre-accredited crew, you know, our trainers just keep on doing what we've been doing for the last 18 months now, and it's dragging a little bit, but they're very good at what they do, and we're very mindful of maintaining that personalized support for each person that's part of our Siri family. So if anyone is listening and does need something, you know, let us know. And or if you know someone that's part of our family community, please encourage them to reach out to us, because we do have resources and a wide range of people with all different skills and contacts.
So to be able to use the child minding facilities, childcare,
yep.
Is it they'd have to be eligible for a permit, wouldn't they, a work permit?
Correct.
So yep. If you're not eligible for a work permit, you obviously can't have them.
They wouldn't be classed as an essential worker then, yeah.
Because it does cover a lot of range.
It does. And look, we understand it's a challenge for families that, you know, like I've just said, most of us are working remotely. I am with three kids. So
not it's, easy.
it's not. But again, you know, I think I've mentioned before, it's really highlighted for me what a great organisation Siri is. They walk the walk and they talk the talk. You know, it's they support the whole community, including their own staff. So I've never felt, you know, unsupported, or if I'm having, you know, a challenging day, which come and go, you know, it's nothing for me to say, oh, I didn't quite get this or whatever, but, you know, that support's there, which is really fantastic.
And we should give a shout out, because a lot of these people are like yourself. You're trying to do the job, but you're also trying to homeschool at least a couple of those children, or maybe the three. And very often there's partners also that are trying. So I was talking to someone this morning, and there's five in the house. There's a husband and wife and the three kids.
Yep.
And each one of those has got to be on a separate computer. And apart from the actual having the computer. It's a case of mum and dad at times have got to try to keep an eye on the children to make sure they're doing what they should be doing and still hold down a job. It's a very, very difficult time.
It is. And, you know, I think the biggest thing I just keep saying to everyone is just lead with kindness. Just be kind to yourself, to each other, you know. But yourself, give yourself a break. It is challenging. And that's, you know, that's okay to accept and admit. You know, I've got two high school students, year 7 and year 8, so that's been a challenging start to their secondary journey. But, again, their school's been fantastic. And my daughter's primary school as well, the support and encouragement and that focus on well-being. So it's nice to see that for my own family, and I know the well-being sort of focus for the young people at our schools is huge as well. So I just saw actually we've just, our new principal's been announced for the Mount Evelyn campus, and it's Stephen Duke, who's actually the former well-being leader at the school. So that, I suppose, that shows you just how much they're focused on well-being of their students, that, you know, that's a great segue into being the principal, and obviously that focus will really be maintained with the students and teachers as well. So
terrific.
Yeah.
Naomi, I've just got to take a quick break and we'll be back with more.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Get lost in the summer sky. Get lost in the summer sky. Yeah, 24/7. All the boys and the girls. G'day, it's Nat from Launching Place, and you're listening to Yarra Valley FM 99.1.
You're listening to the voice of the valley, Yarra Valley FM 99.1, where it's 21 minutes past 12 and 12 degrees. And you're listening to Community Connections with Alan Collier. I have with me Naomi from Siri. Again, I know I keep harping on it, but I've had a few people tell me they can't find Siri. They look the wrong, so it's C-I-R-E. Naomi, you're saying that the... what about the enrolments for 2022? It's not that far away.
It's not. It's creeping up. It'll be here before we know it. And so, yeah, we've got all our enrolments are open at the moment, obviously, for our three community schools, Berwick and Mount Evelyn for Year 7s to 12s, and Yarra Junction is secondary, but also now extended to Grade 5 and 6. So the community schools are a great option for any young people who may be a bit disengaged with mainstream education system. A lot more, like I was just saying, I suppose that focus on well-being, serious individualised support, you know, really focusing on what the students, you know, what will benefit them, I suppose. So, yeah, if anyone's interested, do get in touch on our website, which is siri.org.au, or they can give us a call on 1300 832 235. And I will repeat all the contact details at the end, of course.
No, sorry, those enrolments that you talk about, is that for childcare for 2022 already? Yes,
childcare's also open. And one of the great things with with kindergartens is also that announcement that the three-year-old kinder will be funded for next year. So traditionally it's only been the four-year-old kinder that receives funding, but the government's opened that up to three-year-olds as well, just recognising that 2 years is better than one when it comes to school preparation and, you know, children's development. So Siri's 100% behind that. We've seen it ourselves that the benefit that these little people get from having three-year-old and four-year-old kinder does carry through. And I believe studies have been done to show that it carries right through sort of quite late into development. You know, that's a great opportunity. Again, we're here to answer any questions. Our facts team actually have some open nights coming up. It was meant to be in person, but we're likely to have to change that.
when are they, Naomi?
Oh, I know. Well, we keep rolling with it. Our children's services team do have their own Facebook page. So if you do just have a look for Siri, Siri Services has an overall one, but then children's services has its own one. So
Do you know when those open nights are planned?
So the open day in person was due for the 11th of September. You know, we just have to, who knows what's going to happen in 3 weeks. But, like I was saying before, we've done it before. Our team's great. We've got some great, IT support and all that sort of jazz. Our facts team, so Family and Children's Services team, they also have a YouTube channel. So that's been great. It kind of started last year as a way of helping keep these little people connected to all the teachers because they adore each other. And, you know, to go home, it was a bit hard. So if anyone does want something to amuse little people, they can Google Siri on YouTube, and they'll be able to see some story times and that kind of thing on there, just to give a bit more insight into what our educators do.
Am I right in saying that some of the teachers actually dressed up for that?
Probably. We love a good dress up at Siri.
I think I recall seeing some of those.
Oh, well, we did. We had Red Nose Day last week, I believe, on Friday, and then this Friday we actually have Wear It Purple Day, which is a minus 18 promotion to promote LGBTQI plus community and anti-bullying. So our Hubs team are all over that. So I encourage everyone to wear purple on Friday to, you know, support that cause too.
Sounds good. Got to take a quick break and we'll be back with more on Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley.
Listening to Yarra Valley FM 99.1.
And welcome back. And I have with me Naomi from Siri Services. Naomi, we were talking about enrolments, and then we wound up talking about childcare. What other sorts of enrolments are open as well?
Yeah, well, we've definitely got all our training coming up for 2022. We've had a couple of courses start recently, which people may be able to still jump into. But if anyone is looking at studying next year, we've got a lot of options ready. We also offer VETIS, which is the Vocational Training in Schools program. So that's open for year 11 and 12, I believe. And so we offer the early childhood and the community services in that. So again, we find programs that kind of we know are valuable for students, and they sit with series that community-centric sort of vibe that we have. So these two industries, if you will, community services and childcare, you know, jobs are just sitting there waiting. So we encourage people to sort of, you know, look at practical skills for them. If there are any students that are in those later secondary years, we do offer a one-on-one conference with our training team just to have a chat with the student, the parents, just answer some questions and go through anything they'd like to know more on. On, you know, again, we were going to be having a big, great open day.
It's not
open day. But it does sort of, it get, you know, we do one-on-one really well anyway. We do that individualized support really well. So this is just another layer of that. Just, you know, if anyone is considering what they'd like to do for VEDIS next year, check out our Facebook page.
You just use an acronym. We don't know what that means.
The VEDIS? Yeah. So the VEDIS is Vocational Education and Training. So VET.
Right.
So it does, it just gives students that opportunity to get a different kind of skill set before leaving school. It complements the current VCE or VCAL structure of that sort of year 10, 11, 12.
So is that done online or
no? Well, trick question. normally, yeah. So normally it's based at our Lilydale training space or head office there. Usually on a Wednesday, students come to us. So we are fortunate in Lilydale that we can cater for students sort of quite broadly based geographically because of the train station just down the road. But yeah, it is a great option. I wish that, I don't know, it's nice to know that it's not just leave school and get a job or stay in school and do your VCE. There's a lot more flexibility now for students to really gain those, you know, those real skills that if they're not interested in an academic sort of journey, you know, they can do something now to actually get job ready.
Because not everybody wants to or has the ability. I know for a while there we went through this great time where everybody had to go to uni, but that's not quite the case. Not everybody's got the capabilities, and we need to admit that.
Yeah, and it's not one size fits all. Nope. People learn differently. Yep. So that's probably a great segue. Thank you for our pre-accredited team who also do probably more life skill based and less formal, but we actually have groups that are available for the like this year now, an English 102 group, which can, it gives a bit of extra support around literacy. So even people that are doing assignments in our accredited courses sometimes duck into that class just for a bit of extra support. And we also have the Future for Me course groups, which one runs out of our shop at Moorabah for women, and then the other one's just at the Lilydale office on a Tuesday.
So I suppose that op shop or ladies shop down in Moorabah's not open at the moment, would it?
No, unfortunately not. So this is the First Impressions Clothing Exchange, or affectionately known as FICE. So it is a secondhand clothes shop, so donations are always welcome, but it's also a retail training space. So we have volunteers or people that are doing the Future for Me program, and they're learning those real skills in retail, customer service, merchandising, all of those sorts of things. Even networking, we have a lot of supporters that donate to this shop as well. So you know, at the moment we've got complimentary pamper packs or makeup kits. There's even free underwear, so bra fittings for women. That, you know, it's just there's so much support out there, and it's a really safe and empowering space. So if anyone is keen to kind of, you know, once we do get back out into the world, you know,
sooner better.
But, yeah, exactly. But yeah, there's actually a bit of a hot scoop. The Fife shop will be opening a second location at our Yarra Junction Community Hub.
Oh, terrific.
So bringing all of those resources to the Upper Yarra as well, which is really exciting.
So, because the shop isn't just about selling, and it's very often they donate the clothes to the ladies, don't they? But more important, they can help with their CV too, can't they?
Absolutely, yep. Resume help, you know, anything, even the cover letters, breaking down the lingo of what a job ad's actually asking for, and how to translate the skills that people have them. They just don't know how to word it. So, you know, all those little opportunities to offer that bit more support.
And particularly with some of these ladies, they've been out of the workforce for many years, and all of a sudden, yep, for some reason, they either financial or they're now by themselves, they have to get back. If you haven't been to an interview for 20, 30 years, well, it's not even the case of the interview. It's a case of, well, like years ago, the CV could be as scrappy and you'd still get the job. But, I mean, nowadays it's a vastly different workforce.
It is indeed. And, you know, there's a lot more online work as well. So we do have tech support. We've got a program called Tech Hub, which helps people navigate devices, you know, just to get the most out of them. So they can team up with Vice as well and look at job sites and those sorts of things to really give people as much in their sort of in their toolkit as possible, so that applying and then interviewing and eventually gaining the job, they've got that confidence behind them,
Is part of that, do you interact as an interview with them as well? Or?
Yeah, absolutely. We can do interview preparation and practice. I think it is the kind of thing that, job interviews are nerve-wracking at the best of times.
So, absolutely.
The more you can practice and have, you know, your little go-tos and be, you know, have a bit of insight into what you might be in for, the better prepared you feel and the more relaxed you can be and actually present yourself better because you're a bit more confident to do so.
And it's no good saying that, well, let's be honest, the employer does look at first impressions, doesn't he? Matter what they say.
Absolutely. And look, that's part of what first impressions do at the Fife shop. So they do, one of their little taglines is get the look to get the job. So Renee and the team down there are fantastic at helping women style themselves and pick out clothes that look nice, feel comfortable and, you know, will be suitable for whatever workforce they're looking to get into.
All right. I'm just going to take a quick break now, Amy, and we'll be back with more.
Thanks.
Yarra Valley FM acknowledges the traditional owners, the Wurundjeri people, as the custodians of this land we broadcast from. We pay respects to elders past, present, and emerging.
Panel.
cave. Just past Buxton, with a long neck between my legs. Coppers up ahead, cradle away through. Good luck trying to catch that old dodgy. Back to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley, where it's 14 minutes to one. Can't believe how quick the time goes. And we're still a very chilly 12 degrees, heading for 14, but I'll tell you more about the weather after 1 o'clock news. I have with me Naomi from Siri Industries, CIRE, and we were talking about the school, but we sort of mentioned that fairly quickly before. We need to mention that there is a school very much dedicated to young people who don't see the main school, mainstream schooling, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. Look, it's a really good opportunity for young people to feel a bit more engaged in education and a bit more empowered to have that control over what they're learning and how. Again, that flexible learning planning, great wellbeing team around, some really good community involvement too. I had the team up there with the they've got a commercial kitchen at Yarra Junction, so it's pretty amazing. And they actually helped me out back when I was at the Chernside Park Hub. We had a biggest morning tea event, The students were so quick to bake up some amazing treats. So they've got a really great connection with the community too. So hopefully once we're back on site, they can be doing a bit more work with the community hub in Yarra Junction as well, you know, with those community meals and all that sort of stuff that we offer up there.
And the community hub is still opening or still in some sort of opening?
Yes, yep. So our Chernside Park hub is closed. We do have the childcare down at Chernside Park on site still for essential and vulnerable families, as we previously mentioned. But Yarra Junction Community Hub in the main street there, just next to the post office, they're open for essential services as well. So they are actually a Centrelink access point, which means that instead of having to travel down to Lilydale, there are some tasks you'll be able to complete just at Yarra Junction. So that's a fantastic service. So again, if anyone wants to make an appointment for that, it is by appointment only at this stage, but give us a call or send us an email and we can help out with that, definitely.
No worries, Naomi. I need to take another quick break. We'll do that, and then we'll come back and we'll give everybody the addresses, phone numbers and everything else for them to find out more about Siri. With Naomi from Siri and Siri Services, and we've been talking about quite a number of the services they've got coming up. I should also mention, just before we go back to Naomi, that straight after 1 o'clock news, I have with me Cindy McLeish. She's a local our local MP. She's also the opposition spokesman for a number of portfolios. So we'll be talking to Cindy about what's going on in the area between 1 and 2. And then at 2 o'clock, we've got our special guest with Choice Tunes. So we're really looking forward to the afternoon. I certainly hope you are. Naomi, we've been talking about Siri Services. So now how are we going to get find out a bit more about them, please?
Yeah, so if anyone's needing any more information on anything we've covered, because we have covered a lot, so it's, we do have a fantastic website which covers all of what Siri do throughout all the different teams. So that's siri.org.au, and as you've mentioned, it's C-I-R-E.
Yep.
For Siri.org.au. On that website, we also have our careers listed. So we do have a few job vacancies at the moment. So if anyone is looking for a bit
probably
of a change
childcare.
Of scene. Yeah, absolutely. Always, you know, I think there's a few management positions maybe, something for everyone. So I really encourage people to have a look at that and check it out and join our fantastic team. The other thing that people can do is just give us a call. So we've got the 1300 number. So 1300 832 235. If they're wanting to just send us an email, we can, or via our website, there's a lot of inquire now kind of buttons to click through to have your email sent to the right person. But generically, you can just send it to info@cire.org.au. So info@cire.org.au.
Can you give us a phone number again, please, Naomi?
Yes, it's 1300 832 235.
Beauty. Now, there much in the, we've talked about childcare and we've talked about the school and that. What about you're running many programs at the moment via Zoom?
Yeah, we are. I'm sorry, I've just seen I've given the wrong phone number.
Oh, so no.
I know. What a rookie. Yep. It's 1300 835 235. So it's
835 235.
Yeah, 1300 835 235. Yeah,
that's no
sorry.
Good.
I know. I may not be back next time. They might send someone else.
You'll get a text when you get off.
I sure will.
Anyway, let's get back to this.
Anyway,
what sort of programs are you running via Zoom at the moment?
So our training teams are all still working with their students. So that's pre-accredited and accredited. Unfortunately, our short courses, so, you know, things like first aid, responsible service of alcohol, white card, they have to be tweaked or postponed a little bit. But if anyone is wanting anything like that, just get in touch and we can definitely help.
Well, most of those you have to do up front, don't you?
Well, exactly, yeah. But we're constantly watching the restrictions on group sizes and capacities and what's considered essential and what's not. So we can, give people advice in that realm as well. And, you know, I just keep saying as soon as we can, we will for everything.
That's true. I guess the other thing is too that, I mean, we're probably about as harsh a restrictions as you'd hope that they'll ever be. So, I mean, hopefully as we gradually get out of this, that the restrictions will lighten and you will be able to do more and more on site until we can get back to normality.
Yeah, look, and that's something that we've done previously. Our community hubs particularly, they can fluctuate quite, differently from restriction levels, but I know that they're still staying connected with all of their community members, with, you know, even food relief up at Yarra Junction with their pantry up there and food packs for families and individuals. So they're still, you know, we're all remote, but we're all still here, ready and waiting and willing to support everyone. So reach out, and, you know, even if it's just a chat to another adult, we're here.
And one of the things too that I know you were mentioning about the 3 o'clock, three-year-old kinder. I mean, one of the things that the young children need to do is to socialise with their own age group. And some of them are out of single parent families, and some of them are out of families with they're the only child. And I mean, they can't just be locked up. They need to have some interaction with other children their own age, don't they?
Yeah, look, I think we just have to keep doing what's safe for everyone at the moment. I think, you know, particularly the stats on this strain or whatever, you know, hitting younger people as well, I think it's a bit concerning, or, you know, very concerning. But, you know, that may be a good option for that YouTube channel for parents that do have those younger children. It does provide some interaction. But again, if there's anything else that families would like to see, there's a lot of great organisations around that I know council runs some few things as well. So,
One of the things that we need to say, and I don't know, so we mentioned the day I often do, like, they keep on telling us we're all this together, and we all are, but people have various levels of being able to cope with it. Some people, it's not a big deal. Other people are really stressed. And a person shouldn't feel embarrassed to put their hand up and say, hey, I'm having trouble coping.
And, you know, and that's what I always say too. Just we're doing our best every day, and today's best may look very different to yesterday's best or tomorrow's best, but be kind to yourself and each other and just reach out if you need to. There's phone numbers, there's websites, there's even text services. Or, you know, if you don't feel comfortable talking face-to-face with someone that you know, there's other organisations too.
I've got to go, Naomi. Thanks for your time. And we look forward to catching up with someone from Siri same time next month.
Thanks very much.
Thanks, Naomi. Bye.